Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you today to the broadcast, and I'm so happy you found time in your schedule to take these few minutes together with me as we share the word of the Lord. We've been looking at a passage in 2 Kings, the third chapter, where three kings find themselves in a really bad situation. The king of Edom, the king of Israel and of Judah, that's Jehoram and Jehoshaphat, respectively, and they're in a situation, they have no water, they were going to war, to battle together against the king of Moab, who had rebelled against the king of Israel. And Elisha gives a prophetic word. He says, make the water full of ditches, you're not going to see wind, you won't see rain, yet this water is going to be filled in a miraculous way. And if you think that's a light thing, know also that I will give victory over your enemy, the Moabites. And when we see this, how God spoke, how he moved to a very desperate situation in the lives of God's people, beloved, when we are in a desperate situation, when we truly begin to cry out to the Lord and get a hold of God, and it's not just in seeking God earnestly, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much, but we are to bring our thoughts and our bodies. The scripture enjoins us to present our bodies a living sacrifice, to bring our attitudes, our motivation, everything about our personal life, to bring them before the Lord. And when the Lord speaks to you to do something, now in their particular case, it was hard physical work. I mean, I'm sure the soldiers were doing it, but digging a ditch, especially when it was hot and thirsty in a wilderness place, was not pleasant work. And so when the Lord puts on your heart to do something, or when you're reading in the Word to do something, when you're convicted, you get that little conviction of the Holy Spirit that he wants you to do something regarding your situation, then don't cry. Don't complain. You don't have a shovel. Go get one and start digging. So often we will make excuses. You know, Sister Glass, my life is so busy. I just don't have time to spend time with the Lord. When I get up, I just have to get up and run off to work, and my evenings are busy. And I know, beloved, it's crazy. My schedule is so full. Everyone's schedule is so busy. It never used to be that way. I mean, some of you up in years remember, back in the 40s and the 50s, life was different. It was a slower pace. That was before the dawn and advent of computers and emails and cell phones and all these apps, you know, all the things we have today, Facebook, all the things that just take our time. And I truly believe technology is a tool of the enemy. Yes, we certainly can use it for good, because I'm using it right now to be able to make this broadcast and see that it comes to you. However, we must have our priorities, and that is by placing the Lord first. You know, bottom line, and I'm sure you found this in your own life when you've dealt with other people, with interpersonal relationships, bottom line is, haven't you found people just do what they want to do? They won't do the right thing necessarily. You might have done, you may have poured out your life, your heart to them, blessed them, but they're going to do what they're going to do. Well, you know what? We're the same way. We really are. Are we willing to discipline ourselves? Oh, I know. Some of you don't want to hear this. Nobody likes discipline. My goodness. We would rather, you know, we want the joys of heaven where there's perfect liberty and we don't have to worry about, you know, what, going on diets, doing exercise programs, that kind of thing. But in this fallen world, we are living with natural, finite things, including our bodies. They are created, and everything is in the process of decay. And so in the natural, there are things we can do to maintain good health, not only physically, but mentally, emotionally. That's the importance of the Sabbath rest. So we do have to do sometime whatever God would speak to her. We have to do things. We have to respond. We just can't sit back and let God do everything. In certain emergency, in certain situations when we cannot do anything, that's when we will see God move. But in the normal course of our lives, I hope you hear my heart, sometimes there's something He expects us to do. And in a spiritual sense, when we're faced with insurmountable problems, when our joy is dried up, when our praise feels like our mouth is full of dry sand, when the circumstances around you yell, get out and give up, what do? You need to start digging that ditch of prayer, digging a ditch of faithfully reading and regarding and obeying God's word, digging a ditch of praising Him in spite of how you feel. It's amazing at times, beloved, when you can just, if you ask the Holy Spirit to quicken you to do these things, to praise Him when there's a problem. I do that. I have to do that because a lot of times that's not my first response to start praising God. It's the issue, and I feel I got to deal with it. And sometimes we have to do what we have to do, but where are we spiritually? Are we really murmuring and complaining and frustrated and irritated and impatient? You know, you can be sure when God's working on that in your life, you're going to have a lot of issues. I'm preaching to myself right now, beloved. And if it applies to you, as my husband used to say, if the shoe fits, wear it. So God wants us to be able to respond to all the things that happen in our lives and not to see them as an impediment, not to see them as a hindrance. You know, if my husband would only get saved, if it was different on my job, if my children just wouldn't do that. Of course, there's, you know what, beloved? I'm here to tell you that we're always going to have problems. That's right. We're always going to have trials. Jesus told us that in the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. That's part of what this earthly realm is like. And beloved, I'm also here to tell you when the battle's over, we're going to wear a crown in the New Jerusalem, praise God, like that old chorus we used to sing back in the 70s. So we need to keep our eyes on what lies ahead, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, and keeping our eyes single on Him, excuse me, so our body, our whole spirit will be full of light. Now, a good way to dig ditches is to sit down someplace quietly and just reflect on what you're going through. Have that, take that quiet time with the Lord. Pour out your heart before Him. Tell Him what you think. Tell Him what you feel. And most of us, you know, don't remember how things got started the way they did too well. So we ought to sit down and try, ask the Lord to help us remember, how do we get in this mess in the first place? And if necessary, it might be a good idea, just take a sheet of paper, write down what your problems are. And, you know, you can present them to the Lord and say, here, Lord. And then, you know, burn it in a safe way and just say, Lord, I'm giving my problems, my burdens to You, because Your word says, casting my care upon You because You care for me. And, you know, after you have taken these steps and you've got something specific to talk to the Lord about, then you can earnestly pray. The three kings had a specific problem. They didn't have water. They asked for a specific answer, and God gave them specific things to do. He told them to dig ditches or water holes to make room for the water that was going to be supernaturally provided to them by the Lord. And if God has spoken to your heart what you can do, then You need to do what he says, be obedient, and then watch and see the Lord work in your situation. The fact of the matter is, too many of us aren't willing to dig the ditch, nor are we willing to patiently wait for the victory. Waiting, beloved, I know it's one of the hardest things in the world to do when you're gripped with a feeling of desperation. But remember, God is only limited by us failing to do what he says he will do. When the ditches are dug, when God starts moving, you're going to see not only your blessing, you're not only going to be able to praise the Lord, but God is going to smite the enemy in your behalf. What did God say? Providing the water, that's but a light thing. Now I'm going to give you victory over your enemy. You're going to see the king of Moab defeated. Let's notice something else. God said, I'm going to send the water, but you are going to smite the enemy. In verse 19, the word of the Lord says, in chapter 3 of 2 Kings, and ye shall smite every fenced city and every choice city, and fell every good tree, and stop all wells of water, and mar every good piece of land with stones. And so he was asking for a complete and absolute destruction of the work of the enemy. He is allowing them, he's going to give them the strength, he's going to give them the ability to fight against the works of darkness in their particular situation, in your particular situation, and they would see the enemy defeated. So beloved, I want to encourage your faith right now, whatever it is. Let's close this broadcast with prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, you see what your beloved is facing today, and in the name of Jesus, we rebuke the work of the enemy. The word says, resist the enemy. And before that, it says, be submitted to God. Lord, we're submitted to you, and we resist the enemy. And your word says that he will flee from before us. Thank you, Lord, for your provision. Thank you, Lord, for making a way where there seems to be no way. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for it. Well, beloved, that's just a general prayer, but I can pray specifically if you will take just a few moments to take time to send that email, to write that note. The announcer will give our contact information. My heart is being so blessed as to the answers to prayer I see coming in, the testimonies of how God moved. Praise God. He's a wonderful, merciful God. We love you, Lord. And on that note, I want to bring this broadcast to a close to say that I also love you. Thank you for your prayerful support. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glasse. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.